Blog Talk Radio.
Ponder. Well, you know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, where are you going with this one? Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very concept, checkers versus chess. Are you ready? Get ready to lean in and grow together.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. I truly do. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and boy, do we have an interesting concept that we're going to process for our subtitle today, which you'll hear more about in just a moment. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. Again, I encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. In our last installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we took a look at courting versus dating your dream. Woo, it was rich and truly insightful. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insights, and it's on various subjects to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps of where you are to where you desire to grow on your journey personally and professionally, so that ultimately you are set up for the win. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then I'm going to open the programming up for your audience participation, if time permits, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, woo. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Because we know that we cannot do it without Y-O-U. And for that, we say thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And in our Shape Up series, we're looking at checkers versus chess. Checkers versus chess. You know, growing up, as a little girl, and I want to share with you that for those that don't already know, Coach Adams is an only child. And so the only child growing up before my parents were divorced, I will admit she was highly indulged. You know, I remember one Christmas season that I had this long list for, quote unquote, Santa, of course, before I knew that old Saint Nick was not real and Santa represented mom and dad. And I remember having, and I say it wasn't a list, but rather it was a scroll. I had this long list of items that I wanted from quote unquote Santa for Christmas. And the list had a lot of different board games on it because I love playing board games. I love games in general. I used to love growing up playing in the sandbox. So that's a part of my personality, that playful side, but also the competitive side, because you sit me down with Monopoly and it's on. The game of life, it's on. You know, and the various games that I used to play, and I can go on and on with the different games that I used to play growing up. And I still get into playing a game. You know, I can get a little Pictionary going and Uno and what have you. I truly do love playing games and just enjoying and having fun. One of the games that I remember playing as a little girl as well growing up is checkers. I used to play checkers, and you know, checkers was not too complex of a game. Once you understood the process of the game, it didn't have any great complexity to it. Basically, you know, you just move your little checker on the board, and the goal was to see if you can get all the checkers. It was pretty simple. But it wasn't a complex game. And so I wanted to bring you this thought to consider as it relates to working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Because one of the things that I've grown to realize is that in this grand scheme of this game of life, and speaking of the game of life, that was one of my favorite board games growing up as well. I play it as an adult and have played it and can get engrossed in that. Monopoly, as I mentioned earlier, those are two of my faves, and I can still play them today. And very competitive about it. I mean, don't get me going on my Monopoly now, because I want my Boardwalk, my Park Place, you know, I want the prime real estate. You know which ones they are. And so as we take this journey, I wanted to bring some insight around this thought process of chess versus checkers, or checkers versus chess. Because in the grand scheme of things, as I was starting to say, our journey of life, if you are playing checkers, you're going to get left behind as it relates to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dream. Now, granted, there are some true similarities to chess and checkers. The calculation and the strategy, you know, it's necessary to outplay your opponent in both games. The game is played on a board, you know, a little grid. Okay, so all of that is the same. The concept of promotions is presented among, you know, both chess and checkers. They both date back centuries ago. Each player takes turns, my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn. But there are some clear, distinct differences between chess and checkers. You know, as a little girl, as I stated, I played checkers growing up. I remember checkers clearly. Again, it wasn't that tricky of a game. It wasn't that complex. It was fun. It was simple. You move your little checker around the board, you know. But it wasn't a complex game. I remember as an adult, though, I wanted to learn about chess. I was very intrigued about chess because it seemed so calculating and so intense. You know, I would see chess tournaments on TV, and I thought, wow, you know, and just the hours that would go into playing this game. And I am all about strategies and using your brain power and the intensity of that. So I looked into playing chess as an adult. Again, I played checkers as a little girl, but I had never played chess. Whew. When I got into the complexities of chess, I thought, wow, now this is really a game that without question requires so much more brain power. You see, when it comes to chess, there is a full royal family. When it comes to checkers, guess what? There is no royal family. There's no royal family presented until one of your pieces is crowned a king. With chess, chess requires, as I stated, more brain power. Checkers, it's a little tricky. You know, it's a little tricky game to play, but its complexities are far less than that of chess. And the reason why I'm bringing this out, and you may be saying, Coach Adams, where are you going with this one? As I stated, in this grand scheme of life, if you are playing chess, checkers versus chess, you will get left behind. Because checkers is so simple, one move here, one move there, one move here, one move there, the pieces on the checkers board, they move from one square forward, diagonally. They don't, it's not a lot that's going on in this process for each of these little checkers to take its movement around the board. The reality is that all of the game pieces, the same movement. Simple. You don't have to know, is it a knight, is it a king, is it a this, is it a that, is it a pawn, is it a whatever. Each of them have the same move. And if you are navigating on your journey, personally and professionally, and you're playing checkers, when everyone else is playing chess, you will get left behind. Because what we find about chess, and I'm challenging you today to think about, where am I in this process? Am I, in essence, playing checkers with my life, with my vision, my goals, and my dreams, when, in essence, I need to step up my game and I need to embrace a more complex game, being the illustration? And we're using chess versus checkers as a metaphor so that we can understand and see that when you're looking at this grand scheme of things, the big picture, known as, quote unquote, the checkerboard of life, when you look at that, if you are only doing one move at a time, you will get left behind. I know I said that, I'm saying it again with intention because I want you to think about that. In checkers, one piece moves at a time. It moves one space forward. It'll move diagonally. I mean, all of the pieces, you can actually count the exact number of possible game moves that there are in checkers. Now, chess, on the other hand, and I'm setting this up because I want us to really understand and get this thought process. You know, a part of why we come to Motivational Mondays every Monday is the possibility of seeing things from a different point of view, getting additional tools and nuggets that would support you on your journey of achieving greater results, ultimately, personally and professionally on your journey, so that you would win. What am I winning at, you may be asking? Well, you're going to be in a position to work it now. What am I working, Coach Adams? You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dream. You know, my heart with intention is that I would support you on your journey, that I would assist you in achieving greater results. That is who I am as a lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. I want to support you in getting additional results, greater results, recognizing that you have this gap from where you are to where you desire to grow, and you're struggling with how do I effectively close this gap. Because the game of life, it's chess. It's not checkers. Approach this game of life from a standpoint of checkers, one move forward, one move diagonally, and you're not calculating, then you're going to miss the mark. Because with checkers requires, as I stated earlier, with intention, it requires more brain power. In addition, there are more moves. It's more calculating. It's more thought-provoking. It's more strategic. In regards to chess, the combination over the board, they are endless in the numbers. There are so many different ways that you can move and navigate. And the reason for that is because when you're playing checkers, the different pieces can make different moves. And so chess, in essence, is a greater process of movement. one has stated that when it comes to chess, this is greater than the atoms that there are that we can observe in the universe, the number of actual possible moves. I said that slowly so you could process each word because I want you to get that. Think about that. And that truly represents, in my opinion, the game of life. And that's why I said, if you're playing checkers and not chess when it comes to this powerful game of life, personally and professionally, you are going to get left behind. Because the person playing chess, say, for example, you're in a business transaction. Whatever your business is, whatever your vision is, you are playing checkers. You're moving one piece forward, one square, diagonally. But the other person, they are coming from a position, listen, from a position that it's been stated that the fact that it remains that the number of possible moves in chess is greater than the atoms there are in the observable universe that we can actually see and calculate, which says that there is a lot of possibilities when it comes to chess. And that is really what this game of life, it is a chess game. There are endless possibilities. Each game piece means something different. Each game piece can make different movements. And that's why I said that if you're in a business transaction, as an illustration, with someone who's playing chess, and their mindset is that of all of these various movements that equate to the atoms that we can observe in the universe, and you're dealing with one move at a time, I'm just going forward. I'm going diagonally. That person is going to outwit you of utilizing greater brain power because chess requires greater brain power of us. Now, as I stated in our opening, yes, there are similarities between chess and checkers, but there are some very distinct differences. And when you understand that there are distinct differences that bring about this complexity, now when you're navigating on your journey and you are fighting to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams, you must understand that you have to, I have to, we have to be more strategic. That there's always another move to be made. There's always a different way of viewing things. There's always a different way of doing things. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am an executive consultant and I do executive consulting in specific industries and go in as a corporate executive consultant, coach, trainer, and I'm assisting the companies because they have a gap. Usually the gap is in numbers and staffers, team members. And so they're asking me to come in and support with filling the gap and helping to identify the right people to add value to their team. And one of the things that I'm always looking for is I'm looking for, as I got this from my mentors, the significance of it, people that are passionate. And I had a conversation just this, and oh my gosh, she was so absolutely clueless, this individual. She was telling me that she was passionate. Oh, I'm passionate. I am. Yeah, I'm passionate. But yet she was saying the words, but her energy, the vibrations that she was sending out were speaking contrary to that. And when I asked her why would you add value to this team? Well, I have a lot of experience. Doesn't that say I'm passionate? And she doesn't know who I am in the fullness of it. But I shared with her, I said, no, actually, it doesn't speak to passion. Because what she didn't know is that I know the statistics. There's a high percentage of people. Last I checked, it was 90% of people are doing jobs that they hate, working with people that they can't stand because of a means to an end, not because of passion. And so I listened to her and I thought, wow, she's clueless. She's just playing checkers right here. Others are playing a more masterful game of life called chess, and she's just trying to make one little simple move. I'm just trying to cut my commute down. It's driving me crazy, but not looking at the big picture. You know, I love that my mentors and will reference Coach Allen, Hattie Hollingsworth, and their ministry because I've learned so much from their wisdom and insight, and I serve, for those of you that don't know, as their global master trainer for Boston Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters program. And I remember early on hearing my mentor, Coach Al Hollingsworth, saying that before he hired someone, there was this diagram of all of these bones and this grave and, you know, a wolf and all of this different stuff around. And the whole process was, how will you get out of this grave where others have died? What I love about that processing, and it connects with what we're talking about today, that if you are playing checkers, one move, you're going to die in that ditch, which is why there were bones in the ditch from others that died because they were playing checkers, one move. I'm going to try to scale the wall. And if it doesn't work, oh well, because there's a wolf there. But someone that is coming in with greater brain power, that is processing differently, they're looking at how can I get out? And one of the things that my mentors would do is they would give that diagram to someone and say, give me some reasons how you would give me some ways and how you would get out of here. I remember having to do that myself early on. How would you get out of this ditch? How would you get out? And you start hearing these different scenarios. And then you would hear people say nothing. A pin would drop. They didn't even process. They just got stuck on, oh, I'll try to climb up. But they didn't think it through, playing checkers, one move at a time. And so I want to challenge you today, our global listening audience, as you are listening in, know that if you really want to achieve your goals, you have to approach this process of your journey from a standpoint of chess versus checkers. This standpoint of chess, recognizing that there are so many different variables, opportunities, ways to strategically get out. There's always a way to figure out how can you achieve your goals. And I process through with my clients in my coaching practice around this. So often people want to say, oh, I can't, you know, there's just no way. And I'll challenge them to say, no, there is a way. Let's figure out how can you stop thinking about I can't. And so, again, this I can't comes from a checker's mindset versus chess that recognizes that there are these endless possibilities. I just have to process and use my brain power to figure out how will I navigate. In today's age with technology, technology is a great resource. If you utilize technology, technology will support you in figuring out how you can do what you don't know to do. It can support you with stretching your brain power. It can support you with coming up with different strategies. I'm challenging myself now on certain areas like, okay, and there's always someone that knows more than what we know. You know, one of the things that I've grown in the insight and wisdom of is that a leader knows that they have to seek expert counsel, that there's other people that have greater insight and wisdom. So ask. But see, again, if you're playing chess, you're looking at what are the other possibilities versus checkers. That's one move at a time. And yes, as I stated earlier, checkers in its own right, it requires a little bit of calculation and strategy. Both games, because you're trying to outplay your opponent. Opponent, in essence, is you on your journey. You have to be your greatest opponent. You have to be your greatest challenger, cheerleader. You have to challenge you. And yes, others can partner with you. I partner with my clients as their lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, supporting them, walking on the journey with them. But ultimately, I'm getting my clients to that place of recognizing you have to be your biggest challenge. You have to challenge you, because I can't do the work for you. I can walk alongside with you, help you with strategies and all of that. I'm your biggest cheerleader. I can bring the challenge and all of that. But you have to do the work. That's why I say that your biggest opponent is you. You may be allowing you to defeat you. Think about that. You may be allowing you to defeat you because you give up too soon. Checkers mindset, one move versus chess. There's so many endless numbers of moves to make. So I want to challenge you today. If you're feeling stuck, trying to determine where do I go from here, I want you to know that you are not alone. I understand what it feels like to get frustrated on the journey. I've had those seasons and moments of frustration, feeling like I've gone as far as I can go. I don't know where to go from here. So know that it's a natural part of the process. The frustration just simply says that there is a barrier to your goal. And so if you continue to look at other ways and options and search out the answers, if you seek, you will find. So when you're looking at your dreams and your vision and you're saying, oh, it's too difficult, I can't do it, the reality is that every person's dream was bigger than them. Think about that. When Steve Jobs came on the market and created Apple, and I only use Apple as an illustration because most people have some level of an Apple device, be it an iPad, be it an Apple phone, iPhone. I remember back in the day when the Apple computer came out. It was groundbreaking. Steve Jobs was a visionary. He had the idea, but he didn't have the technical know-how. So know that whatever your vision is, yeah, usually that big, audacious dream is bigger than you. You're the visionary. And you need to partner with others that will support you in driving it forward, that can support you in bringing answers. Different people have different expertise. When it comes to working with my clients, I had someone just the other day, they gave me such a great edification. And you never know how you're impacting people unless they pause and tell you how you're impacting them. And this person, their information that they shared with me, it was just so beautiful. I thought, wow, I had no idea you got all of that. I was just in the being of who I've been created to be. And that's why I get back to the individual that I shared with you about who said, I'm passionate. Yeah, I am. I really am. But yet there was no fire. There was no zeal. They were trying to convince me that they were passionate when in essence they weren't. But as I, because of who I am as the coach, began to stir the pot and dig deeper and probe deeper, finally got to what they were passionate about. And it wasn't the position that they were applying for. But when they talked about that, they lit up. There was this fire, this spark. And I said, this is what you're passionate about. This over here is a means to an end. You have to be real about that. But this is where you're passionate. That's what you should be doing. That's what you need to follow that journey. But I can tell you what happened. I can tell you. They were doing the other thing out of the need for resources, not because they loved it, and they got stuck. They got lost in it. But what made their heart sing was this other thing. And many of us, we get stuck in playing checkers because we don't want to be challenged and stimulated to a whole different level. We don't want to use the brain power energy that's required to play chess. Remember I said when I looked chess, I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so complicated. Way different than checkers. Checkers, that was easy. Just move the little, move the little disc here, this forward diagonal. Simple. Chess, far more calculating. But our journey, we have to come and approach with a chess mindset, willing to look at every possible option if to live out our dream. And you have to ask yourself the question, is my dream really my dream? Think about that. Is my dream really my dream? You know, I remember when my father was in the hospital and I encountered so many different nurses and doctors and what have you. And you've heard the term good bedside manner. Those that were doing what they were doing and they were passionate about it, there was a distinct difference. They had a great bedside manner. Those that you could tell they were resentful, but it was what they were doing and they were just doing it. Their nasty, salty attitudes, dealing with people in a very vulnerable state. And their bedside manner was lacking. I said, in retrospect, now I can see you're not doing what you're passionate about. You're not fulfilling your purpose. It's evident going into a hospital or wherever the case may be, into that office. You're in that 95 percentile, that 90% that does what they're doing daily, and they hate it. I am so grateful. Oh, my gosh. I am so grateful that every day I'm living life on purpose, that I'm doing what I enjoy doing. Is every day a perfect day? No, but there's something perfect in every day.
because I'm not just existing. I am truly living desire for you, our global listening audience, as you're listening in. Don't just exist. Your life was made for you not to just exist, to just robotically go to that job, hating that job, working with people you can't stand every day, 9 hours a day, in traffic, getting up, doing it all again, work, traffic, home, settle down, eat, work, and you're unhappy because you're not fueling your passions and because you are playing checkers and not chess. Oh, I know. You get off from work and you're exhausted. I get it. But time management, it's been stated out of the 24 hours that we have in a day that the wise man or woman would use, quote unquote, their leisure time. Most people don't even get 8 hours of leisure. I'm trying to figure out where's the 8 hours of leisure. I don't know what that looks like. But there are those that they feel a right to get this 8 hours of leisure, but yet they're miserable playing checkers every day. Is that you? Ask yourself the question. Is that me? Am I miserable every day because I'm playing checkers and I go to a job that I can't stand, working with people that I can't? I don't like them. But you have to be there 8 hours a day. The interesting thing is, I get back to my executive consulting. We were having a team meeting, and we were talking about some of the candidates that I was identifying, supporting them with, and going over and having a debrief. And I was talking about how hard we've been working to identify the right people, people who really enjoy working with one another, genuinely. Some people came in and had to be filtered out because they weren't the right fit, as it turned out. But the core that they have now genuinely enjoy coming into work, and they enjoy the people that they work with. That's very rare. Now, obviously, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm all about purpose and assignment. But sometimes you're an entrepreneur. You're doing your pretending. Everybody's not going to be their own business owner, person, you know, what have you. But it's a mindset. Get it. It is a mindset. And the question is, what is your mindset? Is your mindset that of checkers? One move at a time, not much complexity. Okay, move forward, diagonal. That's it, simple. Not a lot of strategic planning required in playing checkers. You can play checkers almost with your eyes closed. Just move the little disc to the next space. That's available. But checkers, as we've already talked about, it's been stated that the moves are endless. As great as the atoms in the universe that we can observe and see, a lot of possibilities. And so I want to challenge you to recognize that right where you are on your journey, and I know that we're dealing with chess players, figuratively speaking, here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Why and how do I know that? Because you are engaging so that you can get more tools to add to your toolbox to win, to work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. So you're not playing checkers, but rather you are playing chess, and you're fighting to get additional tools in your toolbox so that you can make the next move use the brain power that you need to figure out how do I get out of this tight spot, whatever that spot may be. How do I strategically move this next piece so that I'm closing the gap from where I am to where I desire to grow? You have to be able to see the target of whatever that looks like for you. Recognize that there is a gap. And strategically with each day, doing things, putting strategies in place that support and serve you in closing the gap. Understanding that the vision that you have, it's far greater than you. But you're the visionary, and it wouldn't have been given to you. You would not have been able to conceive it if it wasn't possible. You may not be able to do every detail of it, but you're the visionary driving it forward. You may have a life-changing invention in you, a book that would change lives all around the globe because of the insight into empowerment that you have to give. It may be a movie that is inspirational and the storyline impacts different people. I don't know what your assignment is. Maybe it's a business that you're the answer to someone's prayer. But if you don't birth what's placed in you, if you don't drive your vision to the next level because you're sitting playing checkers, one move at a time versus chess, which has endless moves, then you're going to get left behind in this game known as life. And I want to support you on your journey. You know, this is my birthday month, literally countdown to my birthday. Literally, my birthday is in 2 days. My birthday is on Wednesday. And throughout this month of March, I'm gifting 1 month of complimentary coaching for anyone who joins in a coaching partnership with me on any of my coaching programs. You have 4 more days to take advantage of this offer. I am celebrating my sowing into your lives by giving back the powerful gift of empowerment that I have to give back. I'm noticing the time, and although we only have a few moments, I'm still going to open the lines up and we'll do our wrap up and close things out. And if we have anyone that would like to share a thought, has a question, we'll welcome you in at this time. This is a time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You only have a couple of minutes because we are wrapping up and winding down today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. As we've been talking about, are you playing a game of checkers or chess on your journey, personally and professionally? We're challenging you that if you are playing checkers, you're one simple move at a time. When chess, if you're playing this game of life and you're moving based on checkers and you're dealing with people that are navigating based on chess, you are going to get left behind. Why? Because chess requires more brain power, more energy, more strategic process, more thought in this process of navigating on this board because there are so many different options. Recognizing that each player that's moved on the board in chess has various moves within the board moves that can be made versus checkers. The little disc can only do a certain thing. So you have to determine where you are on your journey, and it's never too late to make an adjustment and a shift. And I would love the opportunity to support you. If you would like to hear more about my current birthday coaching offer, you can call or text 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Text your name and birthday 2023, and we will get you more information regarding this powerful offer that's available for you as I sow back into the lives of our new and returning clients who are joining in partnership in the month of March into my coaching practice. So I want you to know, our global listening audience, that I am here for you. I trust that you've gotten some great richness from what we've talked about today here on Motivational Mondays. I'm always getting some richness as I bring content to share with you, different thoughts and processes. It's stretching and challenging me to see and to know, yes, there are far more opportunities, endless possibilities. But so often, we allow ourselves to get stagnant and stuck right where we are in one position, in one place. And I want to challenge you not to lose focus on your goals. Don't lose focus on what you desire. What you desire is worth it. Don't get stuck in that dead-end job with those people that you can't stand, going somewhere that you don't like every day. No, I'm not telling you to haphazardly quit your job, but I am telling you to look at how can you strategically create an exit plan because you're pursuing your purpose and the very reason why you were created. Because once you tap into that, woo, you're not going to just be existing. You are going to be living, thriving. As I was sharing about the team that I'm supporting in this season, I'm traveling 4 days out of the week from Orange County, town Los Angeles, to DTLA. And traffic at times can be a bear. But what keeps me going is that I love what I do. And I'm so grateful that I have a good road car to be able to get there. I don't take those blessings lightly or for granted. I hear my spiritual mom count your blessings. Whereas someone, if you are just doing what you're doing, it's a means to an end, you're dealing with traffic. Now you're so hyperly irritated because you don't like the people, you don't like the job, but yet you have to go there. It's a different vibration. It's a different energy. And so I want you to challenge yourself today in determining, what are you willing to do differently to get different results? Because where you are is a choice. Stay there. Did you hear me? Where you are is a choice. I'm telling that to myself at times on my journey. Coach Adams, where you are, you can, girl, make some adjustments. Where you are is a choice. But one of the things that I've grown to realize is that when you have the right people on your team around you, circling the wagons, it supports your dream in becoming a greater reality because they are challenging you at a different level. And that's why I'm saying to you that my assignment through my Impact 100, I am supporting individuals in achieving their goals and joining you on your journey as a part of your team. And I want you to know that what a perfect time while I'm giving this empowerment away that you can take advantage of one-on-one coaching and get 1 month free so you get a bonus. You get an add to what you already know that you need to do. So now is the perfect time for a winning partnership. I know you think, oh, I can't do it. but how are you liking the results that you're getting? How's that working for you? You need to stir things up and try things differently. Shake it up. And so now is the perfect time. One-on-one coaching, I am telling you, makes the difference. I have my clients that tell me this regularly all the time. So text the number, text your name and birthday 2023, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101 to redeem your complimentary month of coaching. And as we close out today, I want you to know that maybe you didn't ask a question today or make a comment. That's okay. It happens. Sometimes people feel funny about sharing on the airwaves. I get it. We have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. All are welcome. It's an open group. If you're not already a part of the group, just simply let us know that you want to join, and you're welcome. You can keep the conversation going there. You can give recommendations on shows that you would like to see covered. We would love to hear that from you. Different things, that topics that you feel would be beneficial. And as we close out today, if you don't already know who Coach Adams is, maybe someone invited you to today's broadcast. We're so appreciative of you being here. Visit Coach to learn more about Coach Adams and to join my network, CoachAdams.com. I am here and interested in joining you as your lifestyle personal and professional coach on your journey with the full circle of empowerment support tools that I have available to assist you in achieving greater results and success on your journey. There's such a wealth of resources that are available through one-on-one coaching, private masterminds on various subjects. Maybe you just need to put your dream to the test. If you're a regular listener, you know that Coach Adams is a certified team member with the Maxwell Leadership Team, and I'm authorized to teach on various topics, and one of which I absolutely love and I do private masterminds on is John Maxwell, my leadership partner's book, Put Your Dream to the Test. I have a private mastermind coming up on that in May. So if you're interested, definitely, hey, send a text to the number 310-289-2101 and simply your name and mastermind, and we'll get you more information about the mastermind or the lifestyle, personal, and professional growth plan. Again, there's so much wealth of information. We thank you for tuning in today, and I trust that you've gotten a great richness from today's topic on checkers versus, remember, as we close out, just a quick wrap up, that there are some similarities between chess and checkers. They both require a level of calculation and strategic planning. Strategies are necessary to outplay your opponent. The games are played on an 8x8 grid, you know, the board, the checkerboard, little squares, the colored squares. The concept of promotions to represent from one movement to the next, they both happen in chess and checkers, just a little bit different in the strategies behind it. They both, you know, are going to give you a good time. Each player takes turns going back and forth, and you engage and interact. But chess, and this is what I want you to stay mindful of as we close out today. With all of that and the similarities, chess requires more brain power. Chess, the possibilities are greater. This is what's been stated. The possibilities are greater than the atoms that we are able to observe in the universe. Versus, it's not complex. It's a simple, move the little piece here, move it there. Not a lot of strategies going forth. So I want to challenge you to expand your mindset, your thinking, from checkers to chess. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Coach, Coach Adams. I coach and you win.